you know, you think about our kids' future right now. There's a lot of things going on in the world that maybe we're struggling with. How are they dealing with some of these things? We'll talk about that here today, but that's not the gist of it. The gist of it is that this Miss Montana volunteer pageant is about scholarships, it's about community involvement, and it's about creating leadership and leaders in our future generation. We're going to spend some time today talking about the Miss Montana Volunteer Pageant. It's been going on now for the fourth year in a row, Dawson County High School. This week, so Alyssa Boley, former pageant winner and also one of the board of directors, and we'll have some pageant participants with us here.
Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
Let's welcome back, and it's so good to talk with you again, Alyssa Boley, board of directors with the Miss Montana Volunteer Program. And get more information, it's missmontanavolunteer.org. She was actually the first ever Miss Montana Volunteer pageant winner. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I am doing so good. Thank you so much for having me back.
I'm glad that you're back on. I'm glad you're getting involved in this pageant as well. And I'm going to start with, you know, your experiences with it as well. You went to a national pageant, and then you just, I think, offer an awful lot for these girls to kind of bounce some ideas off of when it comes to, you know, what you need to do in these pageants. So congratulations on that. Talk about why you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really enjoy working with the girls. After I was crowned and I went to nationals, and I really got the full experience of the Miss Montana Volunteer Program and the Miss Volunteer America Program, I gave up my title that year, 2022, July 2022. And when I left that Sunday, I told the board of directors, I said, I might be done, but you haven't seen the last of me yet. One of my goals after I left was I just wanted to come back and give back to an organization that has done so much for me. And so that looked like volunteering throughout the year, helping them in any way that they needed, and then coming back and just being an aid and a support for these girls, because it really does just take a community of volunteers so that these contestants can be the best that they possibly can be on that stage.
Yeah, and they start early, and I know the days are long as well, but there's just a ton of fun. You mentioned, you know, what it did for you. What did it do for you?
You talked a little bit about leadership in your intro, and that's really what this program did for me. It took me from a small town Montana girl that grew up on a ranch, and it gave me a platform to come to really speak first about my career goals and how I just wanted to be an aid to the youth of America, the youth of Montana as a teacher. And then it also put me in this position to really grow as a person. Throughout this week, we always talk about how the girls check in on Sunday, and the girl that they are 7 days later on the Sunday when they leave, they're just not the same person. They grow in interview skills, the confidence in themselves, how to present themselves so professionally. It really just does a lot for their mindset and personal growth, and even just the way that they view themselves.
That's so cool. And we'll be talking with some of the pageant participants. Brianna Olstead will be with us here shortly. She's from Billings. From Glendive is Bryn Snydman. And also Madeline Hust is from Laurel. And so they're standing by. That's really cool. I'm glad we get a chance to chat with them as well and talk about some of their service projects and things like that. Okay, daughter of, is it Callan and Leslie Boley of Plevna? Is that right?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, Baker got some love for raising, you know, a bright and wonderful person, Alyssa. I remember chatting with you
so
a couple of years ago, right after your national pageant. Talk about that experience. Talk about, you know, what you went through and how that might help you in, you know, recruiting some of these other pageant members.
The biggest thing that I took away from the national pageant was the experience itself and the family atmosphere. The national title holder, the girl that was just crowned in June, her name is Berkeley Bryant. She's from South Carolina. She had this quote on Instagram just not long after she was crowned, and she said that this is something that you just have to experience for yourself to be able to understand what we're talking about when we say that this is something that you want to be a part of, whether that's as a volunteer, a contestant, a parent of a contestant, a grandparent of a contestant, a supporter, somebody who comes and watches. It's just a program that you want to be a part of because of the way that we make the girls feel. It's just human nature that you don't necessarily always remember what is said or what you say, but you will always remember the way an event makes you feel or a person makes you feel. And there's just no words to fully describe when I walked away from Nationals, even though I wasn't placed in the top 16. I didn't necessarily take that title with me. I took so much more. And that is what I just want these girls to understand. And that's why I want to come back and support and make this the best experience possible for them, because I still describe it as one of the best weeks of my life.
Well, and the Miss Montana Scholarship Program turned into the Miss Montana Volunteer Program a few years ago, kind of departing from the national organization. And then there was also, I think at that time, maybe 43 or 44 other states that did that. I think you're now grown to like 47 states. So that's encouraging to you as well, isn't it?
Yes. The founder of the Miss Volunteer America organization, Allison DeMarcus, she had this vision for pageantry, and it was all based on community service and giving back. And she just took that and she ran with it. And she really just built this empire of young women who just want to go out and volunteer and give back to their communities. And I think that's what makes this organization so special, is just that we are built on the idea of giving back. We're receiving something. We're receiving scholarship money. We're receiving this experience and this growth in ourselves. But then we're also giving back after we receive.
Alyssa Boley again with us, a Miss Montana volunteer from 2021 and also on the board of directors here. Is this Miss Montana volunteer pageant underway? It's not just the Miss Montana volunteer. There's teen, there's preteens, there's little miss. Let's get into some of these X's and O's, Alyssa. What's going on in Glendive right now?
Yes, right now our contestants are actually in rehearsal. And our littles, our little miss, and our preteens are probably there actually checking in right now. This is their first day.
Yeah.
So today they'll get to join the rest of the contestants in rehearsals. And then they will get to go through their rehearsals and meet their big. We do like a mentor-mentee program. So every miss and teen is paired with a little miss or a preteen. And then the rest of the week, tomorrow, our contestants will have all their interviews with our panel of judges. Tomorrow night is our first night of competition, and that starts at 7 p.m. I think the doors open at 6. And tomorrow night, we will crown a little miss. And then on Friday, same thing, 7 p.m., doors open at 6, and we will be crowning a preteen and a teen. And then on Saturday is our final night of competition. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 at the DCHS Auditorium. And we will be crowning our brand new Miss Montana Volunteer 2025, our fourth title holder in the program.
We may be speaking to one of them. We don't know, because upcoming shortly, Brianna Olsted will be with us, Bryn Snydman, and Madeline Hust, as we'll talk with some of the pageant participants for this year. Alyssa, I want to kind of go into this. So what makes up this Miss Montana Volunteer pageant? Interviews, talents, fitness and wellness? Talk about those aspects of the pageant.
Yeah, our contestants start with an interview with our panel of five judges. And from there, they're given basically a resume on these young women's amazing accomplishments. And based off of that, they formulate questions and they ask them just about themselves. And they're just looking for if they're the right fit for the job. And then they will compete in talent, which we have some phenomenal talent. So you guys are going to want to come out and see these talents at the DCHS Auditorium.
Cool.
And then they also compete in evening gown and then fitness and wellness. And they also compete with an onstage question on the final night. There's a top five onstage question.
So cool. Are you still playing piano, by the way? I would assume you are. Been recognized across the state during your high school career?
A little bit. I have been so busy this past year because I became a full-time teacher while finishing my degree. And so I've been very busy this year. But yes, I do try to get to the piano whenever I can.
Well, that was mostly to lead into, did you finish school as well? Because, you know, there's scholarship money here. I think $5,000 at the state level and, of course, more at a national level.
Yes, and thankfully to this program, I will graduate almost debt free in May of 2025 with my elementary education degree.
Wow, and you're already teaching somewhere.
Yes, I got hired on as an emergency hire license at a school up on the High Line teaching second grade, and I have fallen in love with my job.
That's so cool. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to take this break, and then we'll come on back and talk with some of these pageant participants here as well. This is the home of Glendive, Montana, the home of Makoshika State Park, by the way. Great state park. You got to visit that. Searching for adventure that supports local community, boosts the economy, gets you outside. Montana's 55 state parks are the place to go. For events, park guidelines, and more, visit fwp.mt.gov/stateparks. We are talking with Alyssa Boley, and now it'll be some contestants here at the Miss Montana Volunteer Pageant. It's going on in Glendive this week. The youngsters just kind of arrived today. They'll have their crowning in successive nights, Thursday, Friday, and then the Miss Montana Volunteer Pageant on Saturday night. And Alyssa Boley, Alyssa, I really appreciate you coming on. We've got a few folks here. I teased they drew the short straw, but why don't you introduce who you're with right now?
Absolutely. They are so excited to talk to you. Here with me, I have three of our 14 amazing contestants. I have Brianna Olstead. She is from Billings, and her serve project is Behind the Smile, which is advocating for mental health. And then I have Bryn Snideman from Glendive, and her serve project is Growing Roots, which advocates for adoption. And then I also have Madeline Hoost with me, who's from Laurel, and her serve project is advocating for elders.
That is so awesome. Welcome, ladies. I appreciate you being on the program today. We'll start off with Brianna Olstead from Billings. Good morning, Brianna. How you doing?
You know, I am doing so well. It's been a great week so far, and I'm super excited to be on this show today.
Oh, cool.
A little bit about myself, and yeah.
So it's been a week already. Like what? How would you describe the week already?
I would say I feel like we did what we could have done in a month in the last 3 days, and we are here from 7 till we were here 11 o'clock last night, so we put in the hours, but it's really great. The girls are all amazing, and it's just an experience you won't ever forget.
That's very cool, and the girls are all amazing. I appreciate that. That would include you, Bryn Snideman from Glendive, Montana. What's the week been like for you?
Yeah, this week's just been like a crazy whirlwind of rehearsals and dressing up. And, you know, I don't do my hair very often, but I've been doing my hair a lot this week, and it's really starting to feel it. It's getting a little greasy up there.
I gotcha. Madeline Hoost is from Laurel. Good morning, Madeline. Would you do Bryn's hair for her if she asked you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. She's a doll, so.
Oh, that's great. Let me ask you what you hope to get out of this pageant.
Well, I think what all of us would say is with our pageant is the sisterhood. That's something that lasts forever. And what I mean by that is you meet so many amazing people, whether it's your pageant sisters, whether it's the directors, really just everyone involved with this organization is absolutely amazing. And just making those bonds and making those connections with people, I really think is one of the most valuable parts about this pageant. And on top of that, also raising awareness for our SURF project, I think is a very high priority for all of us here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't you talk about your project, and then I'll go back up and talk with Brian and Bryn about theirs as well. But raising awareness, and really the Miss Volunteer America program and the Miss Volunteer Montana program, spirit of service is really at the heart of it, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. So my SURF project is advocating for elders, which is raising awareness for elder abuse and neglect. And it's something that's very near and dear to me because I'm a healthcare worker. I'm actually a full-time CNA at Billings Clinic Hospital. Oh. And as a healthcare worker, you do see a lot of cases of abuse and you do see a lot of cases of neglect, but you also see that a lot of those are preventable. And for me, raising some awareness and spreading some education that could help our community is very important to me because I would like to do anything I can to help.
Yeah, and awareness in that circumstance is a big part of it as well as getting people educated. That's Madeline Hoost from Laurel. Brianna Olstead, Billings, she's a contestant as well. Your SURF project, I like this, Behind the Smile. Talk about it.
Well, you know, I guess it's you know, everybody talks about mental health, and I graduated from Shepherd High School last year, and within the span of a year, I've been to 4 funerals for students that I went to school with, either in high school or in college. And that's never something you think about. You know, I was back in less than a year, and I've been to 4 funerals for my friends, and it just hit me hard. I'm a big numbers girl, so I'll give you a few numbers. The national suicide rate is 14.7 people per 100,000 people. And then for Montana, we are the highest ranked in the nation in 2021. We were about 28 people per 100,000 people. That's suicide deaths, and that is a huge number. We're almost double the national average. And I really want to change that and change our accessibility, because it's just never something you should go through. I mean, these people have so much life to live, and for whatever reason, they just can't get through it. And we really need to stand up for them and help them through it.
I want to, that's a good point to kind of ask all of you sort of the same question. Because you see it, like you said, coming from Shepherd High School, it was a couple of tough years for the students there and the faculty and parents. I know, very tough. Why are kids struggling?
I guess that's a question that, you know, it's always the whys or the what ifs,
yeah.
And you never can truly answer that. You know, your what if I did this? What if I reached out? Why didn't I see this? And that's not, like, you can't ever answer that realistically. All you can do is move forward and make the world a better place for these kids as well as young adults, because they are struggling for a million different reasons. Our world is hard to live in today, whether that's social media, politics, everything going around us. It feels like you're spinning a lot. And I myself, I've struggled with anxiety throughout the years of just the pressure to perform and be perfect for everybody around me. And it really has taken a toll on my mental health. And you have to take that time for yourself, and you have to figure out what is important and how we can kind of progress as a nation. We have to be one. We can't be all on our own.
Appreciate that response. Alyssa Boley, I'm gonna throw this one to you, because as Brianna had said, there's a lot of pressure in these pageants. A lot of pressure, preparation goes into them as well. How do you get these contestants to perform with that pressure, minus the anxiety?
One of the things that I always talk about is staying true to yourself and being authentically you. Because while you have this pressure to perform up there, everyone's performance is going to look different, and everybody's idea of success is going to look different. It's just like the talents, right? Not everybody has the same talent, but each talent itself is so incredible, and every single girl has a talent. It's just different. So don't try to be somebody that you're not. Be yourself. Be authentically you. And then on the flip side of that, I just tell them it's all a mindset, right? So if you go on stage, it's all a mindset. Have confidence in yourself, because you have prepared to get yourself there. Now it's just trusting yourself and being yourself on stage and having fun, most of all. That's what I think helps combat that anxiety, is that this is an experience that you're supposed to come in and not feel that pressure. You're just supposed to come in and just have fun. And I think that that's what us as a board of directors is what we really try to do for these girls, is make this a fun experience so that they don't feel that pressure and that anxiety.
Nice. And I know they're having fun. It sounds like they're having fun. That's Alyssa Boley again on the board of directors, and does some recruitment and getting involved here. Also a teacher along the High Line and crowned the very first Miss Montana volunteer in 2021. Okay, Bryn Snydman from Glendive, Montana, you've been standing by. Thank you so much for your patience there. Let's talk about your CERV project, Growing Roots, Adoption and Foster Kids. I think there's a need there too, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So I've had the privilege of being adopted, as well as my I call her my baby sister now. She's not really a baby. She's 16. We're both adopted, and we have super close connections with our birth families.
Nice.
And we've really been fortunate to be able to flourish and have the opportunities that we have had because of adoption, because our families probably wouldn't have been able to give us the life that our parents have given us. I always say I have three families because I have my family, my birth family, and my sister's birth family, and we all interact and share stories, and we're all super close with each other, and I really love that. And just this whole thing means a lot to me because I want to be able to share, like, kindness and the opportunities that I've been able to have. I want to be able to share those opportunities with other children and also to let them know that any child that's in the foster care system or any child that's adopted, I don't want them to ever think that they're unwanted or have thought that they were unwanted. I don't want them to, you know, think that they're not worth their weight or worth their value. I want them to know that they are wanted and that they are loved. And no children should go unwanted. Yeah. They should all be taken care of. And I think everyone deserves the opportunities that I was very fortunate to have.
Well, thank you for that. Did you struggle along the way? Was there a point where you kind of had a breakthrough? Or when you talk to some of these kids who are adopted or foster kids, what do you share from your personal story?
I really like being able to share with these children the support that I've had from not only my family, but also like my birth family and my sister's birth family. They're all super, super supportive. And the biggest thing is my grandfather, Larry Heimbuch, he passed away about a month ago. He was one of my biggest supporters ever. And I always say he could do anything with a few kind words and a metric wrench. And I want to be able to share his kindness and his openness and his love to everybody else because he was my rock. He was everything to me. And I want to be able to let other kids have that love too.
I'm loving this. That's Bryn Snydman again from Glendive, Montana. Brianna Olstead also with us from Billings, that come from Shepherd, participants or contestants in the Miss Montana Volunteer Program. And Madeline Hoost from Laurel, Montana. Madeline, we talked a bit about raising awareness and elder abuse as a CNA. I really appreciate you taking that on. I'm going back to, you know, what are kids struggling with today? Or how do you overcome some of the things you're struggling with today, Madeline?
So today, I really think my generation is struggling a lot with just general passiveness, I think is one of our main issues. And I think a lot of us just feel just a weight. It's almost like a sense of doom, and it comes from social media. It comes from just overthinking things. It comes from school is really hard, you know, financially things are difficult. But what I can say, especially about all of us, this young group of ladies here, is by being in this pageant or just even by having a SERF project and getting out in the community, we're taking the bull by the horns here. We're going out there. We are facing our fears. We are facing our community, and we are taking on these projects to help our community. So by doing that, we're combating that passiveness. We're combating that issue of being complacent and not wanting to help, and we are here for our community.
I wish I had more time, but you know what? You guys have got a lot of work to do. So I appreciate you taking some time and chatting with us here. And it's been eye-opening, I think, for a lot of us here to hear you guys talk that way and encouraging, too. Alyssa Aboli, also Miss Montana Volunteer, Board of Directors. Alyssa, thank you. Good luck to you, ladies. Have as much fun as you possibly can. I'm proud of you all. We all are.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. And join us daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on local stations all across Montana.